Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the virtues of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and encouragement to make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Currently we are doing the various du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he would recite in salah. And as we explained, that we Hanafis are encouraged that in our nawafil salah, that in sajda and in ruku, these du'as, these long du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I mentioned, in Arabic we should recite them. And it's good also to learn these du'as and recite them. And if we don't know them or we're finding it difficult, then we can learn the English and make the English after salah. In other words, in our normal du'a, when we make these English, the du'a in English of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, when du'as are made in salah, then it has to be in Arabic. So continuing with these du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت افتقدت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات ليلة فتحسست فإذا هو راكع وقال ساجد يقول سبحانك وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت وفي رواية فوقعت يدي على بطن قدميه وهو في المسجد وهما منصوبتان وهو يقول اللهم إني أعوذ برضاك من سخطك وبمعافاتك من عقوبتك وأعوذ بك منك لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك رواه مسلم. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that I could not find Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم one night and reached out to touch him. She could not find Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم next to her at night, so she reached out to touch, to see where is Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. The homes were very simple, unlike our homes, that we got lights and we got courtesy lights and we got lights for convenience so a person at night can even see who's around. He had to feel out to see ways. She was worried, where is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama explained that in all probability this hadith refers to the 15th night of Sha'ban. Normally on Shab-e Barat we hear this incident of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made on this night. So most likely this incident took place on the 15th night of Sha'ban. Anyway, she says, I could not find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one night and reached out to touch him. He was in ruku, or she said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in sajda. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making this dua. Subhanaka wa bihamdika la ilaha illa ant. Glory be to you and praise be to you. There is none worthy of worship besides you. The duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were filled with tawheed. Oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah ta'ala, azmat, the respect and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even in this dua, subhanaka wa bihamdika, the glory be to you, we explain this word subhan means that Allah ta'ala is free from every single type of defect, whether it relates to his zat, whether it relates to his actions, whether it relates to his laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down, whether it relates to conditions that Allah ta'ala sends down, every single thing Allah Ta'ala is free from every type of blemish. And this next part, bihamdika, praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is worthy of praise as far as Allah is worthy of full praise as far as His self is concerned, as far as His actions are concerned, as far as His laws are concerned, as far as conditions that come down are concerned. Allah Ta'ala deserves all praise. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying in his dua. Wafi riwayatin, and in another riwayat, these words come, in the narration, these words come, that my hand touched the inside part of his feet and he was in sajda. They were upright. So when a person is in sajda, one of the things that we are taught is the toes must face Qibla. In other words, person's toes must be bent forward and facing Qibla. So here, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's feet was upright. And this is, so she touched the inside of his feet. In other words, the back of his feet, she touched of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This confirmed that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there. One side masla that Hanafis mentioned, or we are of the opinion, that if a lady touches a man, then the wuzu of the man doesn't break. However, the Shafi, those that are Shafi, if a female has to touch a man, then his wuzu breaks. So here, this hadith supports the Hanafi mazhab that she says, my hand touched the inside part of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst he was in sajda. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued. In other words, his wuzu did not break. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued. His feet were upright and this was the dua that he was making. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi ridaka min sakhatik wa bi mu'afatika min uqubatik. first part of the dua, O Allah, I seek refuge in your pleasure from your displeasure.
What a beautiful, in other words, O Allah Ta'ala, house me, give me protection, give me sanctuary in your pleasure from your displeasure. I don't want to go close to your displeasure.
You house me, you protect me, you save me in this protection of your pleasure from your displeasure. And second part of the dua, wa bi mu'afatika min uqubatik, O Allah, I am seeking refuge from you. I am seeking pardon from you, from your punishment. So I am seeking pardon, O Allah, in you from your punishment. In other words, I don't want any type of punishment from you. So therefore, I am seeking pardon from your punishment. Wa'udhu bika minka. We explained this before. That, O Allah, I am seeking protection in you from you.
This can only be sought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
No other person you can ever tell this to. For example, somebody wants to harm you. You're telling that person, I'm seeking protection in you, from you.
You can't seek protection in a person.
This can only be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, O Allah, I'm seeking protection in you. In other words, from any type of punishment from you. O Allah, I'm seeking full protection from you. I'm not asking anybody else. I'm not turning to anybody else. I'm 100% to you. This is the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last part of this dua, لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say that I am unable to fully praise you. You are as you praised yourself. This was the great, great, great humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After making such a powerful dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that you are as you praised yourself. I am unable to praise you. Allama Khattabi rahmatullah alayhi says that this part of this dua, I am unable to fully praise you. You are as you praise yourself, points to a man's weakness and inabilities, because no matter how much he tries, he will never ever be able to praise Allah Ta'ala according to the status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of practicing. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making these du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One other thing that we find, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite being masoom, was so conscious of the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was so conscious of gaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was so conscious of the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we that are carrying out our day-to-day life with so much of gunas of the eyes, gunas of the ears, gunas of the tongue, sometimes these gunas as far as our dealings are concerned. And he says, no, we got no concern of the punishment of Allah ta'ala, the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we can gain the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. We got to keep this in mind all the time, that I'm in this world for a very, very short time. Allah has given me this short opportunity to gain maximum rewards in akhirat. I cannot be unmindful about going and getting the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. What will happen to me on that side when my eyes closed if I got the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So all the time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making du'as like this, asking for protection, seeking Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, asking for forgiveness. So this should also be our tabiat. It should also be our nature, that constantly we become aware that I must stay in this zone, the zone, the green zone, that is in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I must not waver out even an inch and go into the displeasure of Allah ta'ala. I need the rahmat of Allah ta'ala. I don't need the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi.